Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bill. How are you? Thank you for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Why am I thanking you? It's free. I always tell them the crowd's in a good mood because something good happened, and we know what it is this week. In Ferguson, Missouri, the police chief resigned. He said the decision came after much lack of soul searching, and he said he just wants to spend more time hassling his family. Now, the other big story this week, of course, has to do with Iran. 47 Republican senators sent a letter to Iran. You know, Obama's been trying to get a nuclear deal for years, painful, painstaking negotiations, almost had it. Republican senators sent a letter to Iran that said, hey, don't bother making a deal with Obama. When he's gone in 2 years, we're just going to cancel it. You know, they're basically saying to Iran, why take Obama's deal, where we lift sanctions and you give up your nuclear program, when you could choose our deal? We bomb you. And the Republicans are getting a lot of heat from a lot of people across the spectrum, saying this was, the Daily News said it was treason. And some Republicans now are trying to walk it back. They are downplaying it. They said they were just being cheeky. I love this. I swear to God, they're saying the administration has no sense of humor. Because if you can't laugh at subverting sensitive talks about nuclear war, what can you laugh about, people? I mean, this is all so nuts. We're supposed to be freaked out about what might be in Hillary's emails. What about in a letter to Iran that says, fuck the commander-in-chief? Exactly. But yes, this was week two of Servergate. Hillary, did you see Hillary? She gave a press conference defending her use of private email. In a nutshell, she just said she saved all her work emails and she deleted all her personal emails. And if you want to read those, you're going to have to talk to Edward Snowden. Now, she actually printed out 55,000 pages. She killed so many trees, Al Gore isn't talking to her. Well, here's the good news. Colorado's pot law, you know, it's legal in Colorado, right? Okay. Has provided now $2.3 million for the schools in that state. So I say to President Obama, don't legalize weed for me. Do it for the children, man. Do it for the children. Now, in other state news, Texas says they have only enough drugs that knock you out left to do one more lethal injection. And Utah says they're having the exact same problem, which is why they may consider bringing back firing squads or go to Plan B, call in Bill Cosby. All right, thank you very much. Thank you. You know, because he knocks people out.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.